This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you're a parent of young kids, I'm sure you'll relate to the need for some quiet downtime. Kids can be noisy and sometimes it's just all a bit too much. But for young children who learn through play and exploration, noisy exuberance is part of the learning process. Sonia Bestulich is the founder of Talking Heads Speech Pathology. She's also the author of a new children's book called Reese, Give Me Some Peace, all about celebrating the joy of noisy play. Now, the new book was launched over the weekend. Good morning, Sonia. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Katrina. Thanks for having me.
You must be a little bit exhausted after having your launch on the weekend. How did it go?
Just a touch, but it was amazing. I absolutely loved it and everyone had a great time.
So. And it's your first book.
It is. It's my Yay. First book.
Now, is your household a noisy one, Sonia?
Absolutely. I have three children. They are now aged 5, 6, and 7. So there's always something going on, Katrina. There is always noise. There's always activity.
Sounds like my place, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as a speech pathologist, why is it important to allow children to express themselves through noisy play?
Look, generally, having a time for unstructured play is really important for children. It allows them to explore objects, explore their environment, use their brains in different ways where they're creating and they're using their imaginations, basically. So whether it's through role play or choosing an item and pretending it's a telephone or, you know, pretending they're a doctor or nurse, etc. All of those imaginative plays and role model play is just so important for their cognitive development. And it helps their language and communication skills as well, even helps with their empathy development too.
Yes, absolutely. Your book focuses on music, and I know that you had a musical childhood. What are the benefits of sharing music with our kids?
There are heaps of benefits to sharing music. Generally, music, and particularly playing an instrument, gives the brain a full workout because it uses both the left and the right sides of the brain. And what research has found is that it also helps kids with their attention, with their concentration, and with their focus because they've got to process information differently. It can be used for such a different amount of purposes too. And that can be, you know, when you're getting up in the morning and you need some energy, if kids need energy in the morning, where children are engaged in being more social with each other, just interpreting the music and getting, I guess, a feel or a feeling from the music that they're hearing. It can be so empowering. So
it can help them, I guess, recognize emotions and express emotions and things like that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I always think too, when you learn to play an instrument or sing in a choir or whatever, you also really learn to listen, which is something that doesn't come naturally for all children.
Oh, no, no. And you're right. There's so much visual, stimulus that goes on nowadays with just screens, etc. around us. So having something like music where we're listening and we're needing to listen and concentrate and process that information we're hearing is really, really important. It's important for learning too.
Okay. Now tell us about the inspiration behind your new picture book, Reese, Give Me Some Peace.
So there's really three main points of inspiration for me. My children are definitely one. When I wrote the first manuscript, they were aged 2, 3, and 4. So the house was really noisy and it was super hard to find some peace and quiet. And typically it was when, you know, they were asleep. And that's actually when I wrote the manuscript, when all three of them were down for their nap time. So my children are definitely an inspiration. And secondly, being a speech pathologist, I've been one now for almost 20 years and worked with so many children and use books a lot actually when working with kids. And I just see, you know, what's needed there to create that connection and create that joy that they get when sharing books. And the third point of inspiration is music. I grew up playing the violin and just got so much joy out of being able to play an instrument and have that as an outlet, basically. So, I guess all those three factors were the key points.
Okay. What are some ways that parents can positively engage their kids in musical experiences?
One would be buy some instruments. and percussion instruments are great to have around the house, even keyboards. Have them available so that kids can actually engage with them and explore them and have fun, basically. So getting some musical instruments is one. The other is exposing children to different genres of music. And in the car, one thing that I like to do with the kids is we play, you know, guess the instrument. So we listen carefully to a piece of music, and then we've got to label and name what instruments we can hear are playing in the background. Mm. So that has increased their knowledge and their vocabulary of instruments. And also another thing that we do is get crafty. We get some, you know, empty tins and sticks, and we make drums and make guitars out of tissue boxes and string and that kind of thing. So it's really just about having fun, you know, in a musical way. And also remembering there's lots of other activities out there in the community, like babies' proms at the Sydney Opera House and musicals that are just designed for kids and getting them exposed that way.
Some parents might be thinking, oh, but, you know, I'm not at all musical. I can't play an instrument. I can't read music. Do you think that's a barrier to enjoying and encouraging music?
No, not at all. Not at all. So we have so much access to music as it is, whether it is, you know, the radio station that we choose to listen to. And as I said, getting crafty and just looking at different, I was going to say CDs, but
I still use CDs.
but really, you know, getting kids involved with music in terms of singing and dancing. And you don't have to be a great singer. We all have our voice boxes, and that's a musical instrument we carry with us everywhere. So don't feel like you've got to go out and, you know, have all this amazing knowledge of music. You can just sing and have concerts and just have fun.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is not being too perfectionist, being willing to look silly, sound silly, but just have fun.
Absolutely, right? 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much. I've been talking to Sonia Bestelich, the founder of Talking Head Speech Pathology and the author of Reese, Give Me Some Peace. So what do you hope that parents and children are going to get out of this book, Sonia?
I really hope that parents and children have an amazing connection and a lot of fun when they're reading Reese, Give Me Some Peace. And that, I guess, that core message of remembering that kids learn through play and exploration is really the heart of the message. And maybe consider adding some instrument playing or making some music for a super enhanced learning experience.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Katrina.
Really appreciate you coming in. Congratulations on the launch on the weekend.
Thank you.
So I've been chatting with Sonia Bestelich. She is the founder of Talking Head Speech Pathology. She's the author of Reese, Give Me Some Peace. And we've been chatting about the benefits of engaging children in music.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.